Hey, it's Kim Komando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, I like to always start with something interesting. And how about a letter from our listener mail? This letter is truly funny. Okay, Bob in Chicago writes, "Hey, Kim, longtime listener, love the show, and some of your jokes are funny." Okay, thank you. "I don't know what to get my mother-in-law for Christmas. I don't like her very much. She's never been nice to me." You have to listen to this line. "I think she has weekly sessions with Lucifer himself on how to be even more vicious. I have no idea what kind of fees she's charging him." Funny guy. Do you have any ideas? All right, here's the deal. An Echo Show is definitely out. You don't want her dropping in on you. A Fitbit, well, she's going to take that the wrong way. As a matter of fact, anything you give her, she's going to take the wrong way. So coming up, we have some gift ideas that you don't want to miss, and maybe you'll find something on that list. Because after all, what do you expect? We are America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. It's called The Kim Komando Show because I'm America's digital pro. Kim Komando here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations across the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming as a podcast, a webcast, 24/7 over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. Costs just a few bucks a month, and after that, you get discounts for seniors and service personnel, and boy, just about anybody else, I think, gets a discount too. Vets and military personnel, you name it. Again, that's over at getkim.com. All right, this is a different kind of show because it's the big Thanksgiving Day weekend show when we are all just sliding right into the holidays. And so on this Kim Komando show, where it's just loaded with insider secrets to make your life so much better and smarter and easier. And we're going to start off with picks for the shopping season. These are things that we are going to be giving our friends and relatives and even folks that we just run into the street because say, you know, you deserve a great Christmas present. And joining me is Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen over at Komando.com. Hello there, Allie.
Hey, Kim.
All right, so we're going to start with some of my picks first, okay? So one of the things that I did is I put in the Philips Hue lights in my kitchen in all different colors, and they have a starter kit. So if you have somebody who's in the kitchen a lot or somebody who's just remodeled their kitchen, the Philips Hue, the starter kit, it's like $70, and it works with everything, Alexa, Apple, Google Home. And so that this way you can just say, put on the kitchen mood for Hawaii or whatever it may be for you. Now, of course, I think an Apple Watch or a Fitbit Charge 5, I think they make excellent gifts. And so if there's anybody on your list, okay, if they're trying to lose weight and it's a delicate line for you to walk on, just saying, okay? Because if you give somebody a smartwatch and be like, are you telling me that these jeans make my butt look too big? Okay, you just might be. Just an idea for you. And finally, on my top of my list, well, actually, I've got two more things, a smart meat thermometer with Bluetooth so that this way you don't have to sit there and burn the fillets all the time or the chicken that will come out 140 degrees and it's like pink yuck on the inside. And then I also like these Flick smart buttons. I was telling you about these the other day, Al, but basically these are these little tiny buttons that you can program to do just about anything. So if you have a geek of the week, a nerd, a gadgeteer on your list, they can make this little Flick button, say, for example, they hit the button and they can make their Slack say, oh, I'm away for right now. Or it could turn on all the lights in the house or whatever it may be, or open the garage. So again, and you get three of these buttons for like $80. But it's truly, that's for like I said, it's like that geek, that nerd, that person who really loves tech, right?
Right, yes. Someone who can handle it.
Yes. So now this is not something for your grandma. Just going right there. Okay. Now, so Allie, you have some great gifts under $50.
I do. Right? We all have that person who complains, oh, I was up all night looking at my phone, right? And they're trying to get their phone out of the bedroom, yes. But they use it for their alarm clock, of course. I really like the Lenovo smart clock. So looks like a regular clock, but it also has Alexa built in. If you're worried about privacy, there is no camera and there is a mute switch that disconnects all the microphones. It's got auto brightness, so it's not too bright in the night. Right now, this thing is on sale for $30 and it's normally $70, so get to it. And what about the person who, they don't want any smart speaker, right? They have not gotten an Echo. They don't want any of that in their house. Well, they still want to listen to music and maybe listen to music on the go. I really like the JBL Clip 4. It's this tiny little Bluetooth speaker, but the sound is really good. Seriously, it's got a carabiner on it. It's small enough. You can put it on your belt loop. You can put it on your backpack. So if you're a hiker.
That's fun.
Yeah, they're really cool and they're super cute. Those are about $45 right now, normally $80, so a great deal. And then for your friend or, you know, loved one who is always sore from working out, or maybe they've got a bad back, I think you should get them a massage gun. Yeah, you could get them a massage gift certificate, but they could only use it once. And this thing, they can use it all the time. It's got 6 different massage heads, which is really nice, 20 different power levels. It stays charged for like 3 hours, so they can use this thing all the time.
Which is, you know, fabulous, because who doesn't have stress, right? Now you can just say, make the stress go away already. All right, so how about if you have a little bit more money to spend? Let's say like under $100. All right, so let's say you have that person whose phone is always dead. You know who they are. Okay, you try to call them, the phone is dead. It actually happened to me last night. I was talking to Ian, and it just went dead. And he like texted me on my laptop. He's like, Mom, charge your phone. I'm like, okay, I know. All right. So that's why you want to get him a Mophie power station, the XXL power bank. All right. You can charge 3 devices at once, and it's just $60, which is great. Now, if you have somebody who's a kid or a kid at heart, there's this really great RC paper airplane kit. Oh my gosh, I want this for myself if anybody's listening. You get 10 minutes of flight time. The range is 230 feet. It actually goes pretty fast, 20 miles per hour. Okay, and that's $80. And this is actually kind of cool too, is that now I actually got these for Barry's grandkids, where it's Kodak. And it's a photo mini printer. And all these kids, they're like, I know Barry has like 100 grandchildren, I think. No, he doesn't have that many. He's got like, I don't know, 12 or 15. And so, but all the girls are snapping pictures and then printing them out. And they just love it. And so this is like between, I'd say, ages 6 and 9, somewhere in that range, or 5 to 10, somewhere in that. It's not cheap. It's $70, but the kids do like it. Now, what if you got a lot of money out? What if you're like, yes, you're going to splurge? What are some really great things for that splurge category?
Okay, if you have a space nerd in your life, I love this thing. I think it's so cool. It's called the Sega Homestar, and it's a planetarium projector. And it's actually really beautiful. It shines stars up on the ceiling or wherever you want it to go. You can put on a timer. You can adjust the focus. You can buy extra discs, too, to change out the constellations. It's really awesome. It's $150, so it is expensive. But hey, if you've got a little budding astronaut in the family. Okay, what if you have someone in your life who loves to cook? They love the idea of having fresh herbs, but they kill every plant they come into contact with.
Me, yes, that would be me.
Well, you need one of these, the Aero Garden Harvest. So this is basically a soilless way to grow plants. They grow in water. The control panel tells you when to water. Tells you when to add plant food, which it comes with, turns off the lights on and off for you to help them grow, and grow 6 plants up to a foot tall. So it's actually really big. It's $100, so not too bad. And hey, look, you could have some fresh parsley and basil and whatever else.
Okay, I will tell you, I didn't give this one. I gave this one to a friend of mine last year. And I said, you know, how's it going?
Yeah.
Anyway, he was using it to grow pot.
So I was like, I didn't see that.
Okay.
Coming. And how's it going?
I'm like, all right. I thought, you know, basil would be good, but, you know, whatever floats your boat. All right. Give us one more.
Okay. The real splurge. I have this one. This is, I would say, maybe the best thing I own. It's the Breville Barista Express. It's an espresso machine. And I never go out to get coffee anymore. It's got a grinder. It's got something to froth the milk. It also just has a little water spout that puts out boiling water if you like tea and you're not the coffee person in your family. It's awesome. Homemade lattes all the time. It is expensive. Right now, it's about $740.
Ooh, you have to really, really love that person a lot.
But hey, you're never going to have to buy them a latte again.
Yes. You're not going to be sitting there in Starbucks going, waiting for that line like a crazy person. Hey, listen, we have all kinds of lists. So if you're sitting there saying, I don't know what to buy so-and-so in my life, we have all the lists. Okay, let me tell you, we've done all the work for you. just go to Komando.com, and there's a big old shopping button. You don't want to miss that. Once again, that's Komando.com, and hit the shopping button. All right, coming up in just a few moments, how putting your driver's license in your phone can speed you right through TSA, and we have more tips that are going to be just perfect for you this holiday season here on the Kim Komando Show.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And how about we get this hour started with Mary Lee in Illinois. Hello there, Mary Lee.
I run a small nonprofit that serves stroke survivors and their families. And we do weekend retreats all across the country.
I remember your call.
And I called because I needed some help with a technical that one of our volunteer staff has to do. And I got assistance, help with that. And then you surprised me with a donation to our nonprofit. So there's a couple of things I want to mention, but the first one is we do one camp that we sponsor by our nonprofit United Stroke Alliance, and it's called our Family Stroke Camp. And it is specifically for young stroke survivors who are raising a family. It's a
nice.
Totally different dynamic when someone has a stroke in their 20s or 30s and they've got young children or maybe even 40s, and they have to raise those children where one parent has the deficits of a stroke, and it's almost like the other parent becomes a parent to an additional child or whatever needs sure. they might have, at least temporarily. So we do a specialized camp here in Central Illinois, and I do fundraising for that camp. So that I was able to apply that to the fees. We need about $12,000 a year for that camp, and I was able to apply that money to help
Wonderful.
Fund that particular camp and attended it, and it's a beautiful thing.
So, oh, well, you know what? That's so great. That's so great.
Additionally, listening to your show, I want to tell you all the things I learned listening to your show and a couple of, but all of the Alexa apps and the Google, those devices, I'm really into those devices in the way that they can help our stroke survivors and their caregivers with
Absolutely.
Reminders and all kinds of things that they can do. And your sight and your insight when I listen to the radio help me find all of those things and share them all across the country with these people. And they come back to me thinking I'm brilliant, and I always give Kim credit.
You know what? It's a thought starter. Instead of a fire starter, I want to be a thought
yes.
starter. So that this way you know that these tools exist. And together we can spread the knowledge, because knowledge is power. Being able to rely on a gadget like an Alexa screen to say, drop in on mom or dad or my brother or sister, and to see how they're doing without them having to actually pick up a phone. It's just
yes.
really phenomenal technology that changes lives.
I have an Echo Show for my mom. She's 104, lives in her own apartment in an assisted living. And I can drop in. She's in her chair. She sees me. I see her. And it wakes her up in the morning. It reminds her to drink her juice. So I share that all the time. In fact, here at the facility where she lives, I'm going to do a Gizmo and Gadget show for them in December. And I'm going to bring her Echo Show down and show some of the other residents what it can do.
You know, that's so great, because a lot of this, You don't really know until you get into it. No, you know that Amazon, they have this whole, you probably know this, but they have this whole caregiver package now. It's like $20 a month where you can share, if you have brothers and sisters, they can hop in and, like you said, reminders and call 911 or whatever it may be. But, you know, the fact that if you have somebody who's in an assisted living facility is that they don't have to feel cut off, because technology will enable that communication to keep moving forward and in a way that's realistic and feasible, instead of saying, you know, mom, can you make sure that you pick up your phone when we call? You know, so it's like, okay, or it's in the other room.
She uses it all the time to ask at the weather and how to spell something. And the other day when I arrived at her apartment, there was the Statler Brothers playing gospel music. Cracked me up.
I love that. You know what? Next time she's going to be having Donna Summer singing Hot Stuff. You'd watch out.
She might. She just might. So,
well, you know what?
These things help.
Mary Lee, once again, thank you for your call and getting through to us today. You know, it always feels good to give back. All right. One of the great things that I've done is I have totally gotten rid of my wallet. I put everything in my phone and now my driver's license. And when you go through TSA, you can just go ahead and scan your driver's license right there. The states that allow you to do that on your iPhone right now are Arizona, Maryland, and Colorado. Coming soon, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Utah. And here's the little downside to that. It doesn't work if you buy booze and you have it delivered via Instacart. You actually have to pull out your old-fashioned driver's license for them to take a look at it and scan it into their system. All right, still to come, we're going to talk about Christmas music. Let's see what else we got. How to record grandma and grandpa and other relatives to get their stories when you're together this holiday season. And also, we got a warning about some scams that are spreading on social media, just trying to nab you. And of course, we have more of me and your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
All right, coming up in just a few moments, how to record your relatives when you're seeing them over the holidays and want to get their true stories. And also, I've got a social media scam alert to tell you. And joining us once again is Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen over at Komando.com. Hello there, Allie.
Hello, Kim.
All right. Now, before we talk about music, I have a letter from my listener mail that I want us all to figure out how we should answer this person. Okay. He writes, "Dear Kim, my brother passed away when his only child, 14 years old now, she's a female, and he was 1 year old. A few months ago, her mom called me and said she was pregnant with their fourth child, and it's a difficult pregnancy, and she asked if I would take my niece for a while, and we all agreed. So my niece has been staying with me, and she only goes home a few days a month. The problem is she wants to go home for Christmas. But whenever she goes home, she comes back very upset. And I asked her why, and she said it's because of the way that her mother is treating her as compared to her other siblings, because mom got remarried, so she's got three kids with some other guy. So I suggested that I just keep the niece and told her mom it's probably better that she could focus on the new child instead of worrying about a 14-year-old, you know, teenager. And the problem is I don't want to send her home. So I made a suggestion to my niece that she could not resist. I told her if she stays with me for Christmas, I will buy her a gaming system of her choice. She agreed to stay. Now her mom is calling me and texting me, telling me that I'm just a jerk. What do you think?" See, this type of drama-rama happens on Christmas time.
Oof.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a tough one. Okay. What do you think?
I don't think you should bribe kids. That's my big take on this.
I think that's a bad thing. Yes.
I don't think that's
good.
That
was a big mistake.
Now, I can channel, it's been a long time, but I can channel back to being a 14-year-old girl. I think 14-year-old girls are mad and sad all the time, basically. So yeah. It might just be normal that she's going through some things. She wants to spend Christmas with her family. I don't think it's right to try to, you know, coerce her to stay with you.
Yeah, give her a gaming system. Mm-hmm. I mean, so here's a PlayStation or an Xbox and you don't see your mother, even though you want to? No. So my advice to you, and I didn't give out the name because I didn't want to get, you know, say who it was and where they're from or anything like that. But I agree. Don't bribe the kid. Okay. What I would do is I would say, here, go have a great time. Now, if at any point you feel uncomfortable and you're not happy, just call me and I will come get you within the next couple of hours and you'll be out of there. So just go and have a great time. And see, these are the type of letters that I get over the holidays. And so it's not just what type of gaming system should I buy or what is a great gift. It's like, help me, Kim Komando, solve these problems. And which, by the way, if you ever want my advice on just about anything, make sure that you always drop me your email over at komando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right. So now let's talk about holiday music and playlists. So where do you think, which device has the best playlist, do you think?
I think it's really about what streaming service you use. I am a little partial to Spotify because I've used that for years, and I think they do a really good job of both the curated playlists that they make, and there's so many good user-created playlists. I don't know about you. Some people, I think, have the gift of making a good playlist. I am not one of them. So I go searching for the ones that are already made. They do a good job. Apple Music does too. They actually do an exclusive playlist where they call it Carols Covered, and they get, you know, big stars to cover songs, which is really fun. Tidal actually has a really good playlist as well. And so does YouTube Music. And a fun thing about them is they do it by time. So say you just want an hour of Christmas music. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Or you want 6 hours.
That's great.
Whatever you need.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Yeah, that's great.
A little pro tip too, if you have multiple smart speakers, this is the time, if you haven't done it, make a group so that you can play your carols across the whole house. And we've got a tip for that over at komando.com too.
Which it's not difficult to do. If you're sitting there saying, well, you know, I'm not going to get that done by Valentine's Day. No, you will get it done. And plus, we have it all written out for you. So I went on the web and I searched for the worst Christmas songs.
Ooh.
Okay. And I came up with a list from Rolling Stone magazine. And unfortunately, we don't have the songs. I wish that we did because I'd play them for you guys and gals. Do you remember New Kids on the Block?
Of course.
Okay. They have a Christmas song called Funky, Funky Xmas. Okay. It says, one of the lines says, throw your hands in the air, kick the ballistics, Santa Claus.
I wish we were listening to this.
NSYNC has I Never Knew the Meaning of Christmas. And Justin Timberlake actually sings, looking back on my childhood days, I can't believe my foolish ways. I thought that Christmas only came from a store. Oh, how sad for you. And finally, I'm going to have to look this one up myself. Bon Jovi has a song called Backdoor Santa.
Oh.
Yes. It talks about how there are turds in the eggnog. I don't know what else it says. Sneaking up the back stairs.
Is this like a mommy kissing Santa Claus situation?
I don't know. I'd rather have like Dominic the Donkey or Grandma Got Run Over by the Reindeer instead of Bon Jovi's Backdoor Santa. We'll have to figure out how we can find that song someplace. Someplace. I bet you it's on YouTube. Maybe, you know what, while I'm doing this, see if you can find that on YouTube, Bon Jovi's Backdoor Santa. All right. How many times have you sat back and thought to yourself, I made a mistake. I should have actually saved a video of my parents or grandparents or kids. I should have taken that video when I had the opportunity of my grandma, my great-grandma, my grandparents, great-grandparents, whoever it may be, aunts, uncles. And I should have done it, and now it's too late because they're just not here anymore, and I can't do that. So I don't want you to have those regrets, because I tell you, I have that regret. I really do. I have that. I should have recorded more of my mother and interaction with Ian and all that stuff along the way. But, you know, we all get busy. I know I've got all these videos on my phone, but I actually should have sat down and asked specific questions, almost like an interview. So helping us to get over that hurdle is Allie Seligman. She's back because, Allie, you did a whole report about how to really do this the easy way, right?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, you made a good point there, Kim, with the questions you should ask. And that is part of what we have up online. We have a whole list of questions to get you started because some people do freeze up. Maybe they don't know what to talk about. So it's really good to have prompts to start with. My first big piece of advice, give them a heads up that you're going to do this. Don't just show up, you know, for Christmas with a camera and say, I'm filming you today. Give them some time to gather their stories, know that it's happening. And then you're going to decide, okay, are we doing audio, video, or both? Of course, video is nice because you can look back, you can see their face, you can watch them tell these stories. There might be some stories that feel maybe harder, more personal, things that they might not feel comfortable with you filming their face. So audio is good in those cases too. You're going to pick a recording device. For a lot of us, if you have a newer iPhone or an Android, it's probably good enough.
It's great.
Yeah. It's got a good camera. Two tips though, you want to film it horizontally. So you don't want to hold your phone so that you have the little skinny video. You want to hold it horizontally. And definitely get a tripod for this. You don't want to hold your phone because after a minute or two, you're going to be shaking and you're not going to be able to pay attention. Yeah. And if you just lean it up against something, I know it's going to fall. So tripods are $10.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, that the tripod, see, a lot of people, because I've heard this from people where they've taken the videos and they've propped their phone up against a book or whatever it was. Well, they covered up the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't get, obviously, the best audio. So when you can put it on a tripod or some type of stand, is that mic is going to be nice and clear. And then also, don't forget, I mean, a wireless lav, they're only like $25 now, right? So you can always just put a little wireless mic on somebody and then just run it with your phone too, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, even better audio. You do want to choose a quiet place. I would say do it during the day with some natural light too. Nobody looks good under, you know, harsh lights overhead. So you want to make it look nice. And then not just a plain white wall in the background. Go somewhere that looks cozy if there's a, you know, nice spot with plants or a bookshelf in the background. Now, you want to sit to the side of the camera. You want them to look at you. And that way, this is something you taught me, Kim, right? When you're looking at someone and telling them a story, you're going to be a lot more comfortable as the person being filmed.
Right.
If you're just staring into a camera, it's a lot harder. Yeah. And, you know, watching that back later, it's a little jarring watching somebody stare right into the camera. So sit to the side and then have them look at you and talk to you. And then, yeah, you're going to have those prompts and the questions that you want to ask, but pay attention, you know, be engaged with them, ask them questions based on what they talked about. You don't want this to feel really formulaic and cut them off in the middle of something because you're just staring at your list. So be involved, be with them, ask them questions and, you know, just make them comfortable and you're going to get the best stories that way.
Yeah, and try to do it when the whole family's not around too.
Yeah. Less pressure.
You know, and you don't hear all the kids running in the background, people, you know, maybe you go to wherever your house is, maybe 45 minutes beforehand or an hour beforehand, or you stay after the fact. So that this way you get this really great recording. So I'll tell you, once you have that recording, it is totally priceless. So, Allie, you have this all written up at the site,
absolutely,
correct?
Yep. We even have apps that help you organize all this. Name your clips, edit your clips together, even if you don't have much editing experience. So we've got all that over at commando.com.
So there's no excuse, folks. That's right. You have everything you need. Just get your butt in gear ready. All right, still to come, it's the holiday season, and that means the scammers are out, and they're on social media and give you a dire warning you need to know about and pass along here on the Kim Commando Show.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
All right, back to the phones we go with Mary Margaret in Kansas City, Missouri. Hello there, Mary Margaret.
Hi. Actually, it's Ottumwa, Iowa is where I'm at. I wanted to thank you so much and extend a huge thank you for the wonderful real-time cameras that was donated to our shelter. We're getting ready to open up an emergency shelter for women and children here in Southeast Iowa, and we're going to be open starting in January or February of this coming year, and those cameras are wonderful, and they're going to be such an asset for our shelter, especially when it comes to security issues.
So tell me more about the shelter.
We don't have any shelters in Southeast Iowa. There's nothing. And I think the closest is about 140 miles from where we're at.
Wow, that's far.
And we have so many women and children on the streets living in placarded houses, in tents, in their cars. And we just felt we needed to do something to get them off the streets. And I mean, it's a tough thing to do. It's hard, but we're going to do it. We just feel we need to do something for them.
I do remember you calling now. Because you were mentioning the cameras, and this was a pretty big system that you needed, right? It was like 8 cameras?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big building. We're by the time that we finish this building, we're going to actually open up in the lower level on a small capacity basis. But by the time that we're open completely, which we're hoping sometime next year, we're going to be housing close to 7,500 people. We'll be able to anyway.
You know what? That's really wonderful. I mean, really.
Thank you.
Think of all the lives that you're going to impact.
Right. Well, it's a long time coming. We absolutely need to do something. I hurt for these people that's on the streets, and it could be anybody. So we've got to do something to help them.
Yeah, no, so are you getting a lot of community support?
Yeah, on and off. We do have a lot of people that are backing us, individuals and churches that are coming together. It's mainly just all people volunteering, including myself. We've been doing this. We've been working on it for a couple years to get it going, and we're finally starting to see it come to life. So,
What has been the hardest thing about setting the shelter up?
Just getting volunteers and people to believe in you. I met so many things happen where people want to start things, but they never completely go through it and finish it. And we just want people to know that we're for real and we're doing this and we're going to stick around and make this work.
Oh, well, that's, you know what? I can't hear your determination. You know what? You're going to do it. I know you're going to do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I can totally hear that. You're like, no, Dad, no, girlfriend, this is happening. This is it.
Yeah.
You know, this is it.
You bet it is.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you giving us the call, especially this time of year during the holidays, when it's so nice to hear thanks and warmth and good stories. And this, you know, me being able to help organizations like yours, Mary Margaret, it's actually an honor. I mean, these are our random acts of kindness, folks, that from time to time you may hear me give something away on the show, something that strikes to my heart. And over the years, we have gifted or awarded our listeners, I'll tell you, over $1 million worth of tech devices and donations and things like that. And if you ever think that, hey, you know what, I think I deserve a random act of kindness from my organization, I want you to make sure that you reach out to us over on the website. Just hit commando.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. It's obvious that, Mary, you have a great cause and passion for this. And if there's anything I can do to help you more along the way, always feel free to reach out. Hey, by the way, we're running a contest over at commando.com. That's commando.com/win. You can get a $100 Amazon gift card if you know the secret word. And the secret word today is robotics. That's right, robotics. Just type that in and give us your information, and you'll be eligible to win a $100 Amazon gift card. All right, just in time for the holidays, you're going to be on social media. You're going to see some ads for free giveaways and free gifts and surveys. And you're going to be like, wow, this is great. I can get my chance to win something on social media. Hey, listen, they're going to ask you to pay for that free gift, even if it's just shipping and handling. You shouldn't have to pay anything to get a free gift. So if you see that on your social feed, just say, nope, I ain't falling for that one because Kim Commando told me to stay away from you scammers. Well, you don't have to say it all like that, but pretty close. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komanzo today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.